No, it's the download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's carry out. Here are today's top stories. Even if you don't agree, it's nice to see that the Senate is playing by the rules for a change. A procedural vote moves Trump care to debate. I mean, usually that vote is a no-brainer, but it's so contentious right now that the Senate President, Vice President Mike Pence, had to break the tie just to argue this bill on the floor. Also, what bill are we talking about here? The House bill? The new Senate bill? A bill to make Thursday's Twitter free? What? Senator McCain was ushered to Washington in the midst of brain cancer treatment of vote, which is somewhat ironic that he's casting a vote that could take away health care for millions while he's currently using said health care, but that's beside the point. So now what? Well, besides the flurry of tweets from people targeting every senator with the, quote, never forget, insert state here. I saw so many of those today. Never forget, Ohio. Okay. All right, what's next? Well, they debate. And I, for one, can't wait to see what tricks are pulled to make sure that doesn't happen. Because you know that's next. Well, at least the healthcare vote took the Boy Scout speech off the front page. What was that? The president made a strange, goofy, and somewhat offensive speech to 30,000 Boy Scouts, and today the Scouts had to put out a statement defending the organization, and many have said that they're going to pull their kids out of the organization because of this rambling speech. I wouldn't worry about it, though. The same thing happened to FDR when he spoke to the Boy Scouts. Oh, it didn't? Because FDR didn't swear, talk about his political opponent, and hint at sexy yacht parties in the south of France? He talked about tying knots and helping old ladies cross the street? Boring. Happen. This 2017, not your dad's Boy Scouts. President Trump did have a chance today to talk smack about his own Attorney General Jeff Sessions. It's the latest to be out of favor in the White House, mostly because the president's mad that he recused himself over Russia. Why? Well, it's a sign of weakness to recuse yourself, I guess. Or is it the president saying that he wants the Attorney General, who runs the Justice Department, to put the president first, law second? Might I remind the entire country that it is July, that we just finished 6 months of the Trump administration? The NSA heads out, the FBI director's out, the communications director's out, the Secretary of State's taking time off, the top advisor's been relegated to the bench, and now it looks like the Attorney General's being pushed out. Do we still have the Agriculture Secretary? Oh, good. Sonny Perdue's still there. I don't know if I could live in a country without Sonny Perdue as the Agriculture Secretary. Tomorrow, Springfield's back in the special session where everyone just chills out and shares their summer vacation stories, maybe show off their new tattoos. Seriously, there is nothing to do because it's all a ruse to get the Democrats to send the school funding bill to Governor Rauner so they can veto the Chicago part. Senate President Cullerton says he won't send the bill till he has a chance to sit down with Rauner to explain why this bill is misunderstood. And Rauner says, nope. And then he tried to write on Cullerton's face with the veto pen. So to refresh, Rauner wants to veto the pension payments in this bill, calling it a sneaky bailout for Chicago schools. Madigan and Cullerton say this is a fair deal for the biggest school district in the state, and they don't want to have it vetoed over partisan politics. Rauner's play is to tour state school districts, not Chicago, and tell them that they will get all the Chicago money if he can veto. Democrats' move was to not send the bill to Rauner, to make all the school districts sweat about whether or not the doors will open come early August. So a regular old Tuesday in Illinois, eh? In weather, best day yet, huh? I mean, right. This is the best weather day of 2017. Beauty. Nothing wrong with today. In sports, the Cubs got a win in a very strange game at Wrigley. They beat the Sox 7-2. This game had it all. Strikeouts, walks, an infield fly rule, tons of stolen bases, a hits batsman, retaliation for hit batsmen, coaches and umpires constantly arguing, and ooh, an ejection. Chris Bryant thrown out of the game for tossing, for arguing a called third strike. How do you kick Chris Bryant out of the Crosstown Classic? That ump needs to be fined, first off. I don't know what Chris Bryant said, but come on, it's Chris Bryant. It's a Crosstown Classic. People paid big money to see that game. And secondly, it was a ball. So, and we came pretty close to a Crosstown brawl, which is what we all were secretly hoping for. And a little stare down between Lackey and Abreu after Abreu was hit by a pitch. And then the Sox put in a guy who threw it hap. And it all simmered, but it didn't boil. Oh, that's too bad. Was I the only one hoping for fisticuffs? Or at least just Abreu charging the mound and pounding on Big Country, John Lackey? just everyone kind of turn their head for a second, let that one happen? Seriously, Lackey hit four White Sox today. I think both the Cubs and the Sox would have turned around for like 10 seconds. Nothing to see here. Let Abreu get a couple shots in. Carlos Rodon, the starting pitcher for the White Sox, had a rough start again, his second in a row and a third bad start out of the four he's had this year. This has to be somewhat unsettling for Sox brass, although he did strike out 11, but in a jam every one of the four innings that he pitched. Four innings. Rodon needs to step up. He's got to be an ace here because he continues to struggle, and that doesn't bode well for the future. I don't know. At this point, I feel like it could be plausible to ship him at the deadline for prospects. After all, it's been a week since the prospect monster has been fed. Yum, 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 yum. Carlos Rodon for maybe a backup catcher and a couple of minor leaguers. Doesn't matter. Yum, 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 yum. Chicken nuggets. Yum, 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 yum. Oh, it's official. The Cavs have signed Derrick Rose to a one-year deal, vet minimum. So after all that talk about max contracts in the summer of 2017, Rose settles for $2.1 million after getting paid $20 million last year. But he gets a chance to play for a contender in LeBron James in Cleveland. And if that doesn't make your stomach turn, Chicago, who cares about the knee surgeries? D. Rose was the antithesis of the flashy LeBron James. What a difference a couple years makes. LeBron and D. Rose are in Cleveland, and we have Dwayne Wade. Just think about that. The Bears get set to report to training camp tomorrow. Camp starts on Thursday, so tomorrow's the day that everybody shows up in their Escalades, their cool Humvee race cars, or you know, their Toyota Excel, because they're humble. Anyway, that's tomorrow. And finally tonight, the best NFL story today surrounds wide receiver for the Dallas Cowboys, a guy named Lucky Whitehead. Did you see the story? The Cowboys cut him after word came out that he missed a court appearance for shoplifting in Virginia. But the rub was that it wasn't him. So, yep, someone said they were Lucky Whitehead when he was arrested, and the Virginia police were like, well, how do you spell that? So he was nowhere near that crime, yet the Cowboys are sticking to their guns, cutting him for bad judgment this offseason. What? What the? I zero tolerance in the NFL. I mean, if you are a third-string receiver misidentified for a crime, there is no room for you. Now, if you're a first-string running back who has been being investigated for a second domestic abuse charge, you deserve the benefit of the doubt. I think you do. Let's not jump to conclusions. Everyone gets a second chance. Now clean out your locker, Lucky, if that's your real name. Break. That's the carryout for July 25th, 2017. Hey, for every charbroiled chicken sandwich ordered tonight, we're giving away a Crosstown bobblehead. Yep, I know it's Mark DeRosa, but we had him left over. Just put a goatee on it. Whoa, it's Chris Bryant. All right, coming up, we're going to talk with Courtney Wright in the Download in Chicago Business. 8 o'clock, Luis Rodriguez joins us at the big table. And at 9 o'clock, John Henson, the former host of Talk Soup on E, will be on the Download here on 720 WGN. Stay with us.